We wanted to talk about guerrilla media, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we should.
I'm really feeling nervous about this. I don't normally feel nervous about anything. Well, I started guerrilla media like years ago, like back in, 2007, I think. After I'd been on the streets for a year or two with my camera, I realized that there's so many activists out there who don't have their own website, and so many activists out there who do have their own website but don't have no money, and don't have no network to support them, don't have any radio show hosts or filmmakers interviewing them and putting their content up online for them. So I decided, nobody else is doing it, so I'll do it for them all. That was kind of the progenitor of this idea to create a independent network that doesn't employ anybody, doesn't control anybody, encourages everybody to be completely independent and just follow some very simple ground rules. Namely, don't engage in scumbaggery, in a nutshell. Later we expanded that to 20 principles. Do you have those 20 principles up on your computer there, Suzanne? Maybe we should read them out.
Oh, yeah, well, they're up on the website on realguerrillamedia.com, okay. In the About Us section on the right-hand side. You click on More and it drops down, and it's on the About Us. And it just basically says, put out good sourced information if you make a mistake.
Hold on. Let me see. I've got them written in down here. Okay, so there's 20 rules that we came up with. All right, so everybody listen up. These are the 20 rules of guerrilla media. If you want to be part of this network and you're a journalist already or whatever, send us an email through the website. It's at realguerrillamedia.com, realguerrillamedia.com. Okay, so here's the rules here if you want to be part of this and get some free exposure for your works. We've also got a donate page, which we're going to put down the names and coordinates of everybody who's contributing, so you can donate specifically to them. So there's a revenue source for journalists who are struggling at all times. And trust me, if you're a journalist and you're not struggling, then you must be working for the opposition and you're a scumbag. Anyway, number one, have fun.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, my God. Look, the stuff that we deal with every day is serious enough without trying to make it fun. It's just that simple. You go freaking crazy if you take it all too seriously, especially if you take yourself too seriously. Number two, always fact check, provide source links to certify, that the article is true and accurate to the best of your knowledge at the time of publishing. Number three, if an error or critical omission is reported, you have to publicly retract and issue corrections when necessary. Number four, always remain in touch with your audience, contactable by email or website contact form. Number five, encourage constructive criticism from the audience as well as fellow journalists. Number six, practice good interpersonal communication. Number seven, defend against attacks using the phalanx principle, which is an impenetrable wall of shields protecting the person next to you, or the formation falls apart. Number eight, admit when you're wrong and apologize to your audience publicly when necessary. Number nine, agree to maintain high ethical standards with spontaneity during broadcasts. Number 10, agree to share your ideas openly with audiences and colleagues. 11, be transparent, avoid secrecy and covert activity between ourselves and the audience. Number 12, display the network logo on your published work and or posts to signify they've abided by these core principles of guerrilla media. Number 13, mutually respect each other and treat your audience members with the same level of respect. Number 14, be truthful at all times, as lying is the ultimate crime in journalism. We agree to go before a leadership council, a panel of journalists assembled, to act as guardians, liaisons, and leaders of our members for judgment. And if found guilty, punishment or banishment from Guerrilla Media so that you won't be able to get any promotion out of it anymore. Number 15, the Leadership Council is assembled to ensure truth, peace, and justice for all. Got myself, Suzanne Posel, hopefully Danny Romero from American Freedom Radio, and we've got a number of really high quality people, salt of the earth type people who have never screwed anybody over to get on this leadership council, so that if there's anybody who's a part of Guerrilla Media that has acted in some way without just cause or in some form of scumbaggery, you have a council that is, you know, pretty much squeaky clean to pass judgment. In an open, honest, and transparent manner. Infiltrators will be identified. This is number 16. Infiltrators will be identified and go before the Leadership Council for immediate expulsion. Number 17, abide by the KISS principle, which is keep it seriously simple. Number 18, no scumbaggery, meaning dishonesty, physical harm inflicted on others, or theft or damage to private property that includes intellectual property. Number 19, we do not start fights, we finish them. And number 20, you are expected to create your own income and support yourself and only ask for financial help if no other option is available in order to ensure your financial independence. Because this is what I also don't like about most media outlets is that if you want to say something that that media outlet doesn't want you to say, and your income is threatened as a result, you just don't say it, do you?
Right.
Whereas with Guerrilla Media, we want people to say whatever they want and be completely financially independent so that Guerrilla Media can never boss them around and tell them what they can and can't report. It's a mechanism to ensure that interference is minimized, if not eliminated completely. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the principles. If you are listening to this broadcast and you're a journalist of some description and you want in on this, what we're going to do is just pop you up on the website, have a direct feed to your site so that people will go directly to it. The idea is really so we can provide a central hub so that credible people, or people who want credible information rather, can just go to the one website and they'll have a massive array of different people who are all vetted that they can trust and go to their independent websites. Okay? We don't really want people to be hanging around the Guerrilla Media website for too long. We want them to see it, grab an article that they want, and then go to the source. That's really all it's about.
Yes, and we want journalists, we want filmmakers, we want artists, we want musicians, we want radio hosts, you know, every avenue of information. Whether it's you know tactile or otherwise, we want you to come in. You know, right now you can email me at admin@occupycorporatism.com, and we're setting up an invitation email for you. We're also setting up a sort of page so you can fill in all the information about you, a bio, and provide a picture, links to your websites and ways that people can get a hold of you and any way that you advertise what you're doing on the internet or otherwise. Also an events page for activists so that people can actually go to your event and participate and join in, because we want people to get out from under their, you know, from behind their respective place and go and actually do something. We're interested in changing this world and not just sourcing information. Information is important, but what are we going to do with it once we know? That's where we're going. We want to take that next step and actually affect some change in our world, in our community, in our local community, and our global community, so that we can change what's going on and stop what's going on.
Yeah. And it basically works the direct opposite way to all current media organizations. All current media organizations are based on centralizing. We're based on decentralizing so that there's no central office. Okay. What I would like to do is be able to train people about why they don't need Guerrilla Media at Guerrilla Media. You know what I'm saying? Because if you are dependent in any way, shape, or form on your organization, it corrupts your thinking because you become attached and emotional about it. You don't have the ability to just go, you know what, I really don't agree with this anymore. I'm getting the frack out of here.
Yeah, it's what I call branded loyalty. There's a mindset when we're in the mainstream. We look up to the anchors. We look up to the musicians. We look up to the actors and the actresses, and we think that we know them and we emulate them. And then once they have us with this branded loyalty, we stop questioning the information that we're getting and we just go along with it. And we need to stop that. We need to always have an open mind. We need to always question everything that's coming to us. Like Bill Cooper said, you know, research everything. And unless you know it for a fact for yourself, it's just speculatory.
Yeah, yeah. And be aware of personality cults. That's all I'll say, man. It's so dangerous. And I think it's like, if you trust a source because this person's got a name or whatever and they're big and they're famous, etc., and you haven't checked out the research documents, you haven't checked out what this person's background is and things of that nature, they could be leading you down a garden path for all you know.
Right. Everybody, you know, a lot of people when they get, like, especially in radio and television and where they're out in the open and they're talking and their face is out there all the time, there's this stardom. There's this that circles around them, and they make themselves out to be bigger than they are. Mm-hmm. And all of us are regular people. You know, you and I and everyone else, we're all regular people. But, you know, these people make themselves out to be these humongous things. If they were a waiter, they tell you that they own the restaurant. You know, if they were a regular salesperson, they tell you that they're an executive. You know,
yeah.
So you have to, you know, everyone's a regular person. We're all trying to change our world. We have to be mindful of the people that are just telling us, you know, like, some outlets I won't mention, but you'll know when I'm talking about it, you know, that we have to just keep disseminating information and the world will change. That's not enough. Obviously, that's not enough because we live in a digital information age and all information is accessible at any moment. So, and nothing's changing. So obviously, disseminating information is not enough. We have to actually act upon the information that we have.
Yeah, indeed. And the difficulty with being in these positions like we are with audiences and what have you, just remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, you don't know who I am. You don't know who Suzanne really is. You haven't come around to our house and had a meal and hung out with us. When you do, you'll find out that we're really real people and we're very nice and friendly and cool and all those good things. But you don't know that until you've done it, really. And what happens is it's a two-way door. On the one hand, you can manufacture a relationship that doesn't really exist with somebody that you're listening to every day, and you develop this idea of somebody, which again is just an abstraction. You've just really made it up in your own head, and people base their loyalties and they put everything into that basket with that person. And once they find out, in some cases, that person's a scumbag, you're the one who's put them up on that pedestal. Okay, and guess who gets crushed when the pedestal gets knocked over? You, the idiot who put them up there. And I must say, I'm guilty of this. I have admired so many people in this movement who have gone on to disappoint the frack out of me and made me really have to take a look at myself. And I was thinking about this yesterday, I think. Yes, I know who I am. Yes, I know that I'm a good person and what have you. However, this microphone is not in control of me. I'm in control of this microphone. And that's what a lot of radio show hosts forget. They think that this microphone turns them into a better person for some reason. Hell no, it does not. It's merely an extension. It's merely a tool. No more than a firearm makes you a better man if you know how to shoot it. You simply know how to use a tool. It doesn't have any bearing on your personality or your abilities. Those are all you. And if you get drafted into the cult of celebrity, if you believe your own BS, you become very, very dangerous to people. And I want to stress that. To everybody that's ever listened to this show, don't think that you have a relationship with me just because you've heard a few of these things that I've said over this microphone, or with anybody for that matter, because it is dangerous to do so.
Yes, it is very dangerous to do so. I had the same situation. Most of the people that I got to know from last year when I came out with my website. Oh, I love Bob Marley.
It's also dangerous to talk over the breaks, isn't it? We'll be right back after this one, ladies and gentlemen, at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. The lovely, sensual Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com was my guest. Back in a minute.